Okay, so you're really challenging me here because I'm a rambler, as you all may know. I'll just talk forever. Sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing it, but focus, Cece. So we're going to do a 6-6-4-6, which I guess that means 6x6. 6x6. 6-pack abs, 6-pack beer. Let's just do the damn thing. Happy April Fool's Day, guys! Alright, so Penny Voya taught bot. She posted this really fun questionnaire about April Fools, and we have to do it in no more than 6 minutes, and if you finish in exact... Oh, come on, Penny. If you finish in exactly 6 minutes, you get... Okay, so what if I finish in under? Damn it, I just can't win. Alright, let's do it. Whew! What's the last April Fool's Day trick you... Oh my god, my phone's gonna die soon. Oh! The pressure! Alright. Ah! Okay. What's the last April Fool's Day trick you pulled or had pulled on you? Oh my gosh, it's been years. I was like... Okay, I was maybe 10, 11. My big brother, who's a total asshole sometimes... Can we curse here? Is that allowed even? I don't know, I feel like I do a lot, but I never actually stopped to ask, hey, is this cool? So, I'm gonna keep doing it. If y'all mods wanna kick me out, then so be it. Anyway, I'm sorry, though. Anyway, so, okay. I was like 10 or 11. My mom and I came home from work and school, respectively, and my brother had posted, not posted, I don't know why I say that word. We had these kitchen doors that closed, and they had little slats in them, like shingles almost. So we stuck a piece of paper toweling in there with a fucking kitchen knife that was huge, and some, like, fake blood all over it. And then he proceeded to hide in the house, which, you know, we didn't know at the time. So we looked for him for, like, probably a good 45 minutes, thinking, oh my god, someone came and murdered him. Neither of us were thinking about the fact that it was April Fool's Day. And we thought he was dead. We legitimately did. Remember my mom, like, called my family members, and, like, she even went to the neighbor's house and asked, like, have you seen him? Have you seen him around? Like, what's going on? And turns out he was in the basement hiding, and it was just a total dick move. And that's why I don't like April Fool's Day pranks. Okay, next question. Your April Fool's Day is going to be dictated by the last text message you receive. What does it say? Oh, it says... What does it say? How was the night? I don't know. It's from a guy like I used to date a while ago, and I don't know what's... Nothing's happening between us, but I don't know. It's very weird lately. I don't know how that would dictate anything about my... How was your night? How was your night? I don't know. I guess it would mean that I'd have to have a good night, or maybe... Ironically, because he asked that, I'd have a really bad night. I don't know. What's the point of April Fools? I don't even know. This is terrible. All right. How long is it acceptable to seek revenge on a prank? Oh my gosh. I feel like if you're, like, really good at this game, which I obviously am not, you could plan revenge for, like, a whole year. Those are the best kinds when, like, the person you're planning revenge on, like, totally forgets that, like, you owe them, and then all of a sudden you, like, fuck up their shit. I'm not saying, like, you're gonna, like, burn their house down or something, but all of a sudden something really randomly unfortunate happens to them, and you say, like, haha, gotcha, but then you have to, like, explain to them, like, why you're getting them back. I don't know, to me that's funny. But also, like, I have staircase wit, like, it takes me forever to come up with comebacks, so, I don't know, maybe I'm just, like, I'm in it for the long haul. All right. What do you think an April Fool's inspired dinner would look like? What would there be? What would you eat? Oh, it would totally be those, what are they called? Dessert imposters. So, like, you make, like, dessert-type foods, but they look like normal foods. So, like, say you see on the dinner table there's, like, a whole roasted chicken and mashed potatoes and stuffing and all the sides and all that stuff, but then you bite into it and you're like, this all tastes like fucking cake and coconut, and who would do this to me? Yeah, that would be an April Fool's dinner. Do you believe April Fool's should end at noon? Why or why not? No, why would it? That'd be like April Fool's half day, not April Fool's day. What? That makes no sense. No, what? I mean, I don't know. I think that's really fun if you, like, 11:59, someone pulls a prank on you and you're like, ha, it's still April Fool's. Maybe I'm just a really vindictive person, like, deep down. I don't know. All right, the last question. I'm almost there. This is GWA backstage, so therefore, I don't know. Does it have to be a sex question? I guess it does, according to the GWA rules. What is the term phrase sound GWA has said that really turned you on? Got it? Good. Now please do an impression of it. Oh, God, this is embarrassing. I don't know if he'd even want me sharing this, but there's a special person I've been talking to a lot lately. He has a foreign accent, to me, anyway, and he says the word cool very... cool. Like, that was dumb. I really like the way he says cool. It's kind of like cool. Like, I think it's sexy. I really like it. I very much enjoy it. And it's a very strange word, but it actually turns me on. And now I'm just gonna, like, ramble for 5 seconds. And thanks, Penny, for posting this. And now we're at 6 minutes. Stop.